8:59 in the morning. It's WMFO Medford, sneaking in the legal ID just a few seconds early because I can. I'm Mike on the mic. I haven't been here in a little while, but hi Ben.
Hi Mike.
I was nervous about pushing a little red button because I haven't pushed it in a little while.
Well, it doesn't look like anything exploded yet.
Well, what if it was something unexpected, like maybe Debbie Boone started to play or something? What would we do?
That wouldn't be so bad.
Oh, you light up my life or something? Yeah, don't.
No, I won't.
No.
Then I have to pay royalties.
Not the way you sing. Not that I can sing any better. But anyway, welcome back, Ben. Nice to have you here.
And welcome back, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for coming in on the first time I came. I haven't ever not been here. Is that an attempt at a double negative? Probably. For 2 weeks like that. But, you know, I had two stupid surgeries and three stupid months, so I'm back, though. And happy to be here today. We have a world premiere from Will Daly's new record. Really excited about that. And it's kind of a little stealth, too, because it's not supposed to be played yet. The official date is next week. But I have it on good authority from him that I can play it. So very excited about that. Ben, you've got, I know you picked like 10 tracks, and we'll do a little whittling maybe and some things.
Play a bunch of things.
Yeah, and Freeform from anywhere and everywhere, and your requests and all that good stuff. And Something About the Women is coming up at 11, so, you know, everything's pretty much the same. And anything new with you? The weather is ridiculous. I mean,
we should talk about the weather because this is radio.
But it's also stupid because usually on April 14th, you'd have some idea, we'd have some idea of what the weather's going to be. I mean, yesterday was over 70 degrees over most of the region, and it's not supposed to do that again.
You should take off your parka.
I can't. I'm afraid. But as I look outside in the beautiful Tufts University campus, it's nice.
All the trees have buds on them, little buds trying to come out.
Yep, and I can see the grass, although it's brown and unhappy grass at the moment.
And they're getting a foot of snow in the Midwest, I think.
So. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be in the 50s.
Happy spring.
It's going to be in the 50s today, which is nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the 50s.
So. Yep. And then weather is boring on radio, isn't it? But it's, you know.
Well, no, it's, weather is always there.
Mm-hmm.
There's always weather.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How do we get out of this?
I don't know.
All right. So what we do is we do 5-song sets. And the first of which is always something I call New Noise, because that's how I roll. And I have a band called Fantastic Negrito. I do. And we'll start off the New Noise for this particular set with a track called Plastic Hamburgers. Because why not?
Yum.
All right. It's WMFO. Where? In Medford.
American beer will wreck it. Beer, American beer will wreck it.
A woman off infection, cause that before that can be you, I'm an infection. So if you don't want me around, I'll think around along the ground. You can't bump this bum in town. Whistle at you down the street. I would if I could, but I can't whistle, you see. Amen. I may not be James Dean. Maybe I may not be 19. And I may still be in proper boots and jeans. But ooh, amen. You're the girl that wrecks my you could feel.
UFO.
Tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator, tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator, tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator, tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator, tell me who's that rabbin? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. God walked down in the cool of the day and called Adam by his name. Adam refused to answer, 'cause he was naked and ashamed. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Christ had 12 apostles, and 3 he led away. He said, watch with me 1 hour till I go over yonder and pray. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator. Tell me who's there right there, John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. John the Revelator, tell me who's there right then. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven.
So it's WMFO in Medford. It is 9:22. It just turned 9:22. Ben, I've been waiting all my life here at WMFO to look at the clock and have it go zero. And I just did it.
Excellent.
I'm so excited.
Excellent.
Should I not be so excited for that?
Yeah. Well, you know, timing is everything.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Yeah. So it's WMFO Medford. Mike on the mic here with Ben Lowengard till 11 a.m. until Something About the Women comes in. And we've been playing some free form here in the first set. Started off with a band called Fantastic Negrito in Plastic Hamburgers. And our friend Dave Riley had something to say about that. Dave, who's just so good as far as knowing about new talent and stuff. And Dave, I just found this like I always do. I was just listening around. See what I did there? Listening around. And I found this. And he says it's an up-and-coming blues rocker that's been featured in My Blues Rock Revival in America, which is a group he's got on Facebook. He said he hasn't had a chance to check them out yet and loved Plastic Hamburgers. Not eating them, listening to them, because that wouldn't be good tasting.
That was a pretty good tune, though.
Yeah. Victor Wainwright after that. We don't know if it's like actually one of the official Wainwrights or not.
I have no idea.
We have no idea. Victor Wainwright and the Train, actually, is the name of the disc. It's Boogie Depression. Great request. Elton John from Honky Chateau back in 1972. That was Amy. That was an awesome request, and that was Bob, the bass player from the Cast Irons. Special guests, our friend Al Pachulis, remastered Feel What I'm Feeling with some wicked dueling guitars in there, and a Dave Riley, speaking of Dave Riley, a request that ended our set on the fifth song of the set, Larkin Poe from the CD called Peach. That was John the Revelator. What do you think, Ben?
Larkin Poe are amazing.
Amazing.
They backed up Elvis Costello on, he's got an autobiography movie.
Did they back him up as Elvis Costello in the something, or was it
back? Elvis Costello with Larkin Poe, and it was very nice.
It was very nice. You're so rock and roll at this hour in the morning.
I'm used to like sitting in front of my computer and just going all crazy, listening to everything.
Hmm. Yeah.
Freeform.
Same thing.
I'm freeform at home.
Yeah.
So here we are. Freeform in the studio.
Here we are, 9:24 in the morning.
This isn't all that different.
Nope, except you have like this cool space around you, which I don't really know what your house looks like, but I imagine right. It doesn't look like this.
I have records, though, right to my right. There's about 2,000 records.
Yeah, but there's so many records here.
Well, it's a radio station.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of records right over there, and there's CDs over here.
They're
too.
Everywhere.
There's CDs and posters.
Okay, time for new noise for the second set of the day at 9:25 in the morning. Very excited, Ben. Something new from Johnny Marr. It's always a good thing. Hired guitar, Johnny Marr.
We love Johnny Marr.
We do.
And I hope he does a solo tour. So.
It would be nice. All right, this is something called, a single called The Tracers. Brand new from Johnny at WMFO.
Make your way to the edge of shout. I haven't got a clue what it's all about.
Thinking over, there's nothing you can do, no, 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 stop. Thinking over. I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy wasn't blind. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. What? Don't the sun
look angry through the trees?
Don't the trees look like crucified bees? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you're never real. I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum. It went.
To the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Brava!
Wow! I see her in the morning. She's in my dreams at night. I want to tell her I love her. Time. She's always on me, on the one I
It's WMFO Medford, 9:44 in the morning, with local music making good. Muck and the Myers from, 2009's Hypnotic CD. It was Doreen. I just saw them a couple of months ago at the Middle East Up, along with my friend Stupidity, and it was just great to see them again. And that reminded me about how damn good they are. So, Muck and the Myers. Warren Zevon, a bunch of requests coming up I'm going to tell you about now. Warren Zevon request was actually made yesterday by my good friend Cheryl Schaefer. That's right, Sue Edelman, Cheryl Schaefer. And she and I share a lot of music loves. Elton John is one of them, and Warren Zevon's another. That was Desperados, Under the Eaves, from I'll Sleep When I'm Dead in 1991. You know, if it weren't for David Letterman, I don't know if I would love Warren Zevon as much as I do.
You know,
really,
I think he actually arranged that song himself.
Warren or David Letterman?
No, Warren Zevon.
Okay. Were you looking up about the strings?
I was looking up stuff. You know, Jackson Browne's on that album. Lindsey Buckingham, Jorge Calderon, Phil Everly, Glenn Frey, Bobby Keys. I mean, everybody who was in L.A. showed up for Warren Zevon. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's very telling right there.
That's right.
Yep. The late, great Warren Zevon. It pains me to say that. Traffic before that, a request for Tom Ruprecht. We decided to do it in a little deep cut. Ben and I, my head still hurts from knocking heads with you trying to figure out what to play. But that was a good one. From Smiling Phases CD1 is what it says. It was Smiling Phases. The Cars, because our own Cars.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
This weekend, actually. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're being inducted, actually. I don't know when it's going to air. But actually, my colleague, Nancy, is right to say with the drummer of the Cars, Dave Robinson. So she's out there. She's going to be on TV, sitting there right next
in
to Dave
audience.
Robinson. Yeah. She's not going to be up there playing like, you know, maracas or something. No.
Well, the best thing about that is the jam that they have.
I know,
stage,
at the end, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
A lot of
absolutely.
Great performances came out of those Rock and Roll Hall of Fame jams.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do when they play live, you know, without Ben.
Maybe Todd Rundgren is in the audience.
Maybe. I don't know. He just, we'll see, but it'll be great to see the Cars.
The Cars joke.
Being honored like that.
The new Cars, do you remember the
no,
new Cars?
No.
Oh, there was a brief moment
of
a band called the New Cars.
Oh. I don't remember. Remember New Coke? Yeah, never mind.
No.
Starting off that set,
it went down about as well, I think.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't remember it. The New Cars. Johnny Marr, the great Johnny Marr, started off that set with some new work from him called The Tracers. That was sick, as it usually is. All right, 9:47 in the morning, and speaking of sick, I am the king of segues, both music and vocal. Is that enough of patting myself on the back? I think it is. All right, Will Daly, one of my favorites, definitely a local luminary. He's got some new work out. A brand new record is coming out from him called Golden Walker. And I spoke to him the other day, and he said the actual date for radio release is next week. And I said, can I please play Bad Behavior from this new record? He says, well, I know it's not official till next week, but I don't care. I'd love it if you played it. So I'm going to do this, a new single from the forthcoming record from Will.
Cue up your cassette decks.
Yeah. Bad Behavior is this one, and he's very eclectic on this record. There's all kinds of things on here. It's kind of Motown-y in places, and there's some saxophone, and I think it's really hooky, which is my thing. You know, it grabbed me. So brand new from Mr. Daly here at WMFO Medford.
Down, heartless, holding on, don't know where my grip is going. You're keeping me upright when all is upside down. Things to do, but I'm gonna blow them off for you tonight. Cause I wanna look in your dreamy eyes, and I wanna study your dreamy thighs all night. Yeah. It caused me, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt. Don't make me pound away, pound away. Things to do, but I'm gonna blow my fist right through a wall. If you don't look over my way or give me any old time of day at all, yeah. It caused me, oh, such pain, oh, such hurt, oh, such pain. Oh, yeah, hurt. Praying and my hope, not hoping, honey, my heart's wide open.
Got me feeling lazy. sky's hazy.